I'm Jake Rusnak. This is VPR News. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is seeking a third term as the state's junior senator, and despite a 2016 presidential bid, he says he's used his seat in Washington to advocate for Vermonters. Ideas like raising the minimum wage and universal health care, known as Medicare for All, were part of Sanders' national platform. But Sanders says during his 12 years in the Senate, his efforts on housing issues and health care have served Vermonters.
The fact that we have about a quarter of the people in the state of Vermont now getting their primary health care through community health centers has a lot to do with the fact that I helped double funding for community health centers, which has impacted Vermont very greatly.
Sanders was reelected in 2012 with more than 70% of the vote. He faces Republican Lawrence Zupan, a Manchester real estate broker, and seven independent challengers in the November 6th election. The University of Vermont will receive more than $12 million from the federal government to fund research into global infectious diseases. VPR's Emily Corwin reports.
The National Institute of Science makes many such grants to institutions across the country. UVM will use the money to forge collaboration between experts in infectious diseases and those in computational modeling. For example,
using mathematical network theory to try and understand how Ebola propagates throughout a community and spreads into an epidemic.
Jason Bates is one of the project's leaders. He says researchers at the College of Medicine's newly minted research center may also investigate Zika, cholera, tuberculosis, and other diseases. This is UVM's fifth such grant. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.
And it may seem like Vermont has been getting some rain lately, but nearly 70% of the state is still experiencing drought conditions. State officials tell VTDigger.org the biggest effects are being seen in small ponds, which farmers have traditionally used to provide water for their animals, as well as in shallow drinking water wells. The hardest hit areas continue to be in northern Vermont, including Franklin, Lamoille, and Orleans County. Eric Evanson is with the National Weather Service in Burlington. He says conditions may improve by the end of the month.